Welcome to Chronicles of a Medium. I'm your host, Maureen Hashi, psychic medium, intuitive healer. Join me for compelling conversations into true crime, mediumship, and everything in between. After being hijacked by my father for the second time in my young life, he had moved us five kids to a place called Thunder Bay, Ontario. We were only there for a short time. I don't really remember much from that time there, except for the day I almost got kidnapped. I was a tiny child to begin with, and my older sister, who is 10 years older than me, was often my caregiver and responsible for pretty much all of us. And I would have been around 5 years old at the time. And we were living in a house a few blocks away from the new school I was attending. And so clearly my father had thought that we would be there for some time because he registered us in school. And on this particular day, my sister decided she was not going to be going to school and she did not want me to walk me to school. And she gave me strict instructions to walk straight to school that day. And she told me how to cross the street and, you know, do the things. I remember being very nervous as I had to cross a very busy street. But I listened to her instructions and pushed the button and to cross the street. She also told me to remember to look for the block parent if I was in trouble. I remember the silence of my walk as my heart raced, beating in my chest. As the light signaled for me to walk, a single car pulled up to the set of lights, and at his red light, I remember he had a beige shirt, brown cord pants, big brown sunglasses. His hair, thick brown, parted on the side in typical 70s fashion. He put his car into park, and as he looked around, he made eye contact with me and started to run for me. I ran as fast as I could towards the houses just ahead of me on the other side of the street. And I noticed that there was a block parent with the screen door, with the main door open and just the screen door closed, screaming fire as loud as I could because that was the only thing I could think of. I pounded on the screen door, screaming my little lungs out. As light turned green and the woman approached the door, the man was halfway to me and he paused, weighing his options of what he should do. Then suddenly, he turned back to his car and I just remember hearing screeching of his tires as he peeled off. The woman let me in. I was shaking and crying and I remember the woman picking up the phone and calling the school because I couldn't tell her my address. We'd just moved there. I didn't know my phone number, and she obviously called the police as well. Needless to say, I didn't attend school that day, and a short while later, we moved from Thunder Bay to New Brunswick. And this is just such an important reminder to anyone with littles at any age. Now, especially nowadays, you have to be so mindful not to take it for granted that it won't happen and everything's okay. We don't live in a day and age where kids can walk to school anymore. And, you know, it was the same to be true back in the 70s, except for no one talked about it. Those memories are forever burned into my mind. And creating this fear that would stay with me really most of my life, something I've worked on for myself, even with my children as they grew. It created this hyper-emotional, overbearing need to protect my children. I mean, I didn't have the balance. I only knew the fear that I'd never dealt with, that, you know, I didn't do trauma therapy at the time. I didn't do meditation. I just was like, I got to protect my kids, man. I got to show up. I got to do the things. And I'm so thankful I had boys. Like, honestly, I'm just really, truly grateful that both my boys were, or both my babies were boys. My sister really had a hard time forgiving herself for forcing me to walk to school that day alone. I don't allow my mind to take me to the places that could have been if he had caught me. It's really taken a lot of work for me to heal those wounds. And as I look back on my life, I can see how much it impacted me in so many ways as I move through my life. But it is possible to heal, and it's not always easy. You have to really look through the thought trauma that dictates everything after a traumatic experience or event. Trusting your intuition, but also learning that what it is, human fear, and how to truly trust your intuition, separating the two and finding the balance. And so if you've had traumatic experiences in your life, as we've talked about the last few episodes, I really highly suggest, you know, starting to talk about it, even if it's just to yourself, writing letters to yourself, journaling, write a letter to your perpetrator. You don't have to always give it. You can take it outside and burn it to release it. But if it's coming up in your life at this present time, it's because you're ready to face it and you're ready to deal with it. The most important part of it all is to really stop keeping the secrets of those events that have caused you pain. Find a really good therapist, a life coach, a healer, whatever you feel most comfortable with, to give you the tools to not just cope and survive, but to really start thriving, to manage these old wounds you've learned to navigate through on your healing journey. Most of us aren't programmed to have a voice. The confidence is muddled with low self-esteem, as past traumas can influence and dictate to your adult life, which prevents you to really live your best life. And again, you know, learning to thrive is really difficult when you're programmed just to survive. For me, one of the most important healing tools I've used is meditation, because it changes the emotional triggers and the tethers the attachments have through thought trauma. So I am able to separate myself, to detach from the ties that keep me prisoner, by changing my focus to something that's worthy of my time and energy. And during those times that I'm in those thoughts, I literally recreate the scene so that I have been empowered to heal, to change, to override whatever was happening, that I didn't have a voice in those moments. Because one thought breeds another thought, and before you know it, you're trapped in the past thoughts and actions, and the cycle repeats itself until you decide you're ready to let go and move forward towards healing. Because nothing can keep you trapped more than your thoughts and past emotions. It can really hold you in the past. I think it's important to also be kind and gentle with yourself. Surround yourself with people who can support you and have patience with you during this time as you evolve from the past to reinvent yourself. You can't be forced past these experiences. I remember my ex-husband forcing me to get over it, or feeling impatient with me because I was having these deep fears of my brother's arrest. And at the time, I didn't know, is because it triggered that victim in me that I didn't even know existed until so many years later. So being kind with yourself and saying no to other people that aren't worthy of your time. Remember this mantra when you're stuck in the mud, to shift into the present and release the pain. I am love. I have love. I am loving. I am lovable. You can repeat this mantra 3 to 4 times as needed. And sometimes you might have to repeat it many times in a day, and that's okay. Find the tools that work for you. Because where love exists, nothing else can. It's the highest vibration, so it either has to match you or go away. So that's something really profound to think about. And, you know, it's not pretending everything's rosy. It's really giving you the tools to say, this is not mine to carry. I release this. I give myself permission to heal from this. And it really is just a journey. It's going to have ups and downs throughout your whole life, and you will find peace about it. And listen, like I said in the last episode, some things only God can forgive. You don't always have to forgive to move on. You can release it, find a place for it, and be okay with not being okay about it, you know? Because sometimes your perpetrators don't deserve forgiveness. Who are we to be forced to offer that to them? I can't say that I honestly forgive my father or I forgive my brother. But what I do have, what I did find in all of that chaos and trauma in my life, is I found peace. I found self-love. I've offered myself so much gentleness in all the chaos that I experienced in my life, all the ups and downs. And it's really just the diligence to keep going, never giving up, getting up, wiping yourself off after a bad day, and get your shit together and keep going. That's all you really can do. So, until next time, you've been listening to Chronicles of a Medium. I'm your host, Maureen Hashi, psychic medium, intuitive healer. The light in me honors the light in you. Thank you.